of cream, red roses too. I see them blue.
Hello, this is Ed Cohen, editor of globalbusinessnews.net, and your host today on globalradiotalkshow.com, coming to you today from Denver, Colorado and downtown San Diego. This is for you salespeople out there and those who are thinking about going into sales. This is all about today. But there's a new book out, and it's called Old School with New Tools: Mastery of the Small Things Often Overlooked in the Sales Process and the Integration of Today's Tools of Technology. The authors, Tim Brown and Dan Streeter, let's say hi.
Hello, hi there.
Hey, thanks for being our guest today. I'm in sales. I've been selling advertising and other things for a very long time. I know you say that sales can be difficult. It's always frustrating, but you know, today it's a little bit different, though, with the impact of technology tools and oftentimes the younger generation of buyers. Tell us what you see. Let's go to Tim first.
Number one, thanks again for having us on, Ed. We are seeing an interesting period in time where people are bombarded by 10 times more messages than they were 5 years ago, and probably 100 times more messages than they were, you know, 20 years ago. And where Dan and I are coming at this is that we're at this interesting convergence point here, where we have the baby boomer generation that came up with very much, you know, old school types of great consultative sales methodologies of building relationships and building great long-term trust. You have the millennial generation that's coming up, which is going to be the biggest workforce, you know, period, that we've ever seen, that are very, very comfortable with the new tools and have just incredible experience around that at a young age. And then you have, you know, kind of the Gen Xers that are doing a little bit of both. Our book really says if you want to excel, it's about the mastery of the small things. It's about bringing both of these together and really looking at what can I do from both of those schools of thought to really, you know, take the game to an A level, to go from a B to an A level, which is about 5% more cumulatively things that you're doing.
All right, Dan, let me ask you about telling stories, the idea of telling a story to increase engagement, right?
You got it. Well, I think that salespeople are the chief storytellers of their organization. You know, there's been this big movement in respect to storytelling over the course of the last years where really they've been saying, well, you know, sort of the CEO should be the chief storyteller. Well, I think a little bit differently around that. And then really the salespeople are the chief storytellers. They're the ones who are going out there and we use a model called pain, gain, unique proposition, and proof. Basically, what that means is that we're trying, whenever we're interviewing a client, we're trying to be able to discover what their pain and their gain is. But then we have to be able to fit what is our unique proposition that fits that pain or that gain. And then ultimately, we've got to be able to tell great stories, the proof, the social proof that it takes to be able to win that client over to say, this solution that we happen to have can work for you. And that's really where the storytelling component comes in. Then there's the next piece of that, certainly the one-on-one storytelling, but also how do we tell our story in respect to social media or in respect to the new tools that are available that are incredible in respect to building a great story and a great brand that allows our salespeople to be most effective. And many of those tools are absolutely free or very, very little charge and super simple and easy to use.
Tim, give me an example.
I think if you look at new tools that are available to us, I'll use one that's totally free right now. I mean, the average salesperson has 44 apps on their phone, and only two of those apps are used for communicating, email and texting. You think about how powerful LinkedIn can be. You can have a LinkedIn app on your phone as an example of that and be taking your game, again, to a 10x in terms of how you're able to amplify your communication. Another free one is iBooks on your phone. I keep every single sales presentation on my phone that's the generic kind that I can send to somebody in a PDF format in iBooks. Why? Because there's a half-life to urgency, and I want the ability, no matter where I'm at, no matter what time it is, to be able to send information to someone right from my phone that they can find useful. And those are just two. I mean, there's plenty of paid applications, but those are just two specifically that when we get into the book, we explain to people, how do you most effectively use these so that you can always be serving? Dan, what did I miss on that? Anything?
I think there are many, many apps that are out there and available, whether it's storytelling or what you talked about in respect to the urgency and communication piece. So as a prime example, there's a great app that's called Scannable, and Scannable allows you to scan a business card into your phone. And then through that app, then it actually allows you to be able to connect with people via LinkedIn, sends off a beautiful email, and then also uploads that contact into your phone. It is an amazing way to be able to connect with people and make it so much more rapid than collecting a business card at a networking event, going back to your office the next day to be able to input it, and on and on and on. The amount of time that it takes to do that is enormous, whereas we can use apps on our phone to be able to remedy that, and it's free of charge and simple to set up. The return on investment in terms of time investment is just incredible in respect to the number of hours that you save and the number of hours that then you can use to be able to do other things, like spend with your family.
So does that Scannable?
Correct. So Scannable. Currently, it's available for iPhone only, but it will be available, hopefully, for Android devices here in the next few months.
Well, I'm going to get that. I've got at least 1,000 cards, and I have to spread them all across the table to look at them.
It's a phenomenal app. If you need help, call me.
Let's talk about getting that extra 5%. I mean, in addition to Scannable, you mentioned another thing. So how do you get that edge?
You know, really what Dan and I have tried to do is, in terms of the, you know, our belief is the difference between good to great is only 5% more effort. And the way that the book is set up is we have 250 tips, because our belief is it's the mastery of the small things that really add up to give you that extra 5%. And it's not only understanding what apps to use, when to use them, how best to use them, but it's also what type of operating system as a human being are we plugging that into? And Dan and I always like to make the delineation between the transactional sales that's out there, which is this always be closing mindset, versus more of the long-term consultative sales of always be serving. And how do you really get at what it is that's in the best interest of your customer, right? And the types of questions that you ask, the types of listening skills that you have, you know, how easy is it for people to do business with you? You know, a great one in one of our 250 tips is how many times have you received an email from somebody, you know, and we're always either losing or building trust with people, whether we realize it or not, and that person does not have their contact information in the email. Have you ever received an email from someone that's just their first name?
Oh, yes.
And whether you realize it or not, right? I mean, we as human beings will trust that information less. And so one of the things that we talk about in the book is it's important to make sure that your contact information is consistent across all of your devices, because it's not who you know in life, it's who knows you. And we want to make it as easy as possible for people to get in touch with you, including how many times do you send in a sales presentation and it gets forwarded to other people within that company, and then you get contacted by somebody inside that company you've never even met before, right, who's asking information. And so those messages are always out there communicating with people, and we want it to be as on point, as effective and succinct as possible, including what contact information you include.
This stuff is good for being in large companies, mid-sized companies, as well as startups, right?
Absolutely.
In terms of speaking out to all the breadth of companies, so we have to remember that our customer is all sorts of people now, whether it's whether millennial, whether X-Gen, whether it's baby boomers. We've got to figure out as salespeople how to be able to communicate best to all three of those groups. Fundamentally, whether you're in a large company or whether you're in a small company, the fundamental rule of sales is that people buy from people they like and they trust. And it doesn't matter how big your company is or how small it is. That rule still applies, and it's been that way from the beginning of time. That's the reason why old school consultative sales is not going away. What the difference is that our 21st century tools that we now have available that are almost always free or very low cost and really pretty easy to use, those tools now allow us to be able to use what we call our CUP model, which is essentially, it gives us the ability to amplify our communication. It gives us the ability to accelerate our sense of urgency and then ultimately be able to build trust and likability. And that's basically what we're after, is a simple model that's easy to be able to use that any company of any size and any sales individual can then use.
So we're talking with Dan Streeter, who's the principal of Impart. IMPART, Impart Learning Solutions, which develops and delivers life-changing learning experiences for youth, teachers, and the corporate world. And we're talking with the founder of 3 Creative, Tim Brown, who has set his sights on positively impacting the lives of millions of people across the world through his books and life-changing leadership programs. So both of you guys have been out and about for a number of years, public speaking as well as just making things happen.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dan, in your public speaking background, what have you learned? A lot of people hate public speaking. They're afraid of how they're coming across,
yeah,
or saying the wrong things or scratching their nose or something. So what's a couple of big tips that you can give us in 2 minutes here about public speaking?
All right. I'll give you two. So number one, I'm going to give you an old school technique. It's called breathe. So I know that sounds simple and easy, but ultimately what happens when people fall apart on stage, it's usually because they forget to just simply breathe. When we stop breathing, we stop thinking. And when we stop thinking, we stop performing. And basically what's going on there is that we just purely forget to breathe. So that would be number one in terms of an old school technique. On the new school side, I'm going to give you an app. There's actually two of them. They do fundamentally the same thing. One is called Meerkat. The other one is called Periscope. I like Periscope better, but that's my own personal preference. And essentially what Periscope does is it allows for you to be able to get a live video feed that is placed on Twitter. So you get a link that is posted on your Twitter account, and then that goes out to your social media presence. It can be posted on LinkedIn, Facebook, anywhere else you want to go. So anytime you do a live presentation that is worthy to be able to be sent out there in respect to the world and is available, and of course you're not going to violate any confidentiality or anything along those lines with your clients, use that app. It's a beautiful way to be able to demonstrate your expertise out there to the world. So old school breathe, new tool is called Periscope or Meerkat. It's like the animal, Meerkat. I think it's just one A if I remember correctly, but Meerkat, you'll find it on the App Store.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, now over to you, Tim. Whether it's being an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur, is there a difference in developing individuals?
In terms of when you're in a leadership position?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Ultimately, what we try to do is figure out what's inside a person, what makes them tick, what inspires them, and how can we empower them to grow to the next levels, right? I mean, that to me is what a great leader does. And if you look culturally at companies that have done an incredible job of fostering entrepreneurship, a lot of times it's because everybody that's within that company feels empowered. You know, that it's an organization that's driven around being a circle where that CEO may be in the center of the organization and it's a mesh and all of the people in the group are all around that CEO. Imagine, you know, every single point of a circle with the CEO in the center. And that CEO, he or she, is constantly serving up to those people and allowing them to, you know, you're drawing out things through your words, through experiences, by them being able to make mistakes and to learn from those. And that's how you really scale an organization, because culture will always trump strategy in any situation.
Tim, tell us about 3 Creative. What is that?
Really, at the end of the day, we are a leadership organization. My personal mission as a human being is to impact a million lives with how people hold their stories with compassion and wisdom. And we use a lot of different tools to do that. We have a life leadership-based curriculum. We have sales professional curriculum, and we also have servant-based leadership curriculum. And everything that we do always comes back to the word leadership. It just extends into multiple areas, not just one specific discipline of leadership.
Go back to servant for a second. Tell us about that.
You know, really, it's servant-based leadership in many respects is something that has become much more, I don't know if it's maybe the millennial generation and the prominence that they're having is the largest group to ever come into the workforce. But basically, servant leadership in many respects is, you know, a friend of mine calls it generous leading. And it's really where you move from this hierarchical, top-down driven kind of mindset to where it's very much about, as I mentioned, serving up, where you really get to know what inspires your team, and you really create an environment that allows people to thrive. You surround yourself with people who are smarter than you, and you allow them to do what they were hired for. And you're constantly asking 5 times more questions than the statements that you're making. I think the big distinction is every single person in a servant-led organization wants to be there. They don't feel like they have to be there. And it's very much a tribal type of a feeling where everybody feels that they're contributing to the overall success of what's occurring. It's more tribal than it is team.
We're talking with Tim Brown and Dan Streeter, and they've written a book called Old School with New Tools, and that's the website, oldschoolwithnewtools.com. They're on Twitter at 5% more, spelled out. That's FiveePercentMore. So twitter.com/5%more. Well, we have to say goodbye. Thank you, guys. You take care. This is Ed Cohen, editor, globalbusinessnews.net, and your host on globalradiotalkshow.com. What a wonderful
world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.